Hi, Felix. We've been. You've got a nice fluffy microphone and a big camera. I've got just a little one here, but I think we're both doing the same sort of thing around going around capturing people's stories and so forth. Tell me your story.
Where do I start? I've started a company called UNI Skills. It's a social and community-focused production / video company. In short, we produce videos which can be embedded in your website. Videos have sort of a range of usage. A lot of people are concerned with videos, something that you sort of watch on TV or sort of play music to and sort of provide a visual entertainment. But we're trying to sort of develop the understanding that it's about lifelong learning, that video can be created and stored as an archive, it can be used as a reference, it can be used in a library. And there are many things that we can do with video. Example here today at Shine, we're sort of going around showing the experiences, but also sort of hopefully inspiring others into adopting the ideals of being a social entrepreneur. It's a very, very tough world. How I start, about 3 or 4 months ago, I was actually sort of videoing a baker, fantastic guy, Rick Coleman, who has a bakery that he started up in Carmarthen, in Wales. And he trained as a baker in the 1970s and learned traditional craft and skill. And I heard about his operation and wanted to go and see what he'd set up. And he'd basically taken the design, influenced by a guy called Adam Scott, in building a storage-retained heat oven. And it was quite fascinating. So after about 3 or 4 hours, he was talking about how this sort of oven came about. But basically, his whole operation is sort of run with the view that it's sustainable energy, it's renewable energy. So he got a quote from the power grid to connect him because originally he wanted an electric oven. And they sort of quoted something like £30,000 or £40,000. And he sort of scratched his head and said, well, is there a way of doing this? And he found that he could get a grant to buy a wind turbine. And so now his operation, his whole farm, has been running off wind for 5 years, and he hasn't fired up the Jenny in all that time. Now he's a sort of family of 6 members, as well as running a business, and it sort of got me to thinking, well, what else is available out there? What traditional craft, what traditional skills are there? And I started questioning my values coming from industry and sort of having a sort of commercial life as to what motivated me. And I was really concerned because a lot of things that led me were my personal possessions, maybe the ideals that I wanted to make money, and I thought and viewed that as successful. And it taught me sort of quite a bit by stepping back and realizing that, in actual fact, if you've got skills and you can use them, you can change the world. You may maybe sort of change a small bit in society and make a difference. And that's where I'd like to, that's what I'd like to do, to sort of use my video production to sort of change lives and maybe to bring back some of those traditional skills.